Welcome to Time with Papa, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 12th, Friday, 2019, day 193. Today's topic, longing to see you. Have some good things to give to you. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 149 verses 1 to 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 19 to chapter 14 verse 17. Romans chapter 1 verse 1 to 17. Proverbs 19 verses 4 to 5. Today's main passage from Romans chapter 1 verses 11 to 13. Paul says, I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening. Today, when I read Romans chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, I came into an awareness why we as Christians suddenly have someone or some people come to our mind and then pray for them. Many Christians think that that's all they can do. But according to today's Romans, it might not be enough. There are several steps we should follow. Number one, long to see you. Number two, impart to you some spiritual gift. Number three, to make you strong and both parties are mutually encouraged. Number four, have a harvest among you. This afternoon, I've got a very good example. Two of our leaders of REC, Dixon and his wife Brenda, received Jesus the first time when my younger brother Dennis came to preach on our Gospel Sunday 21 years ago. It was totally a miracle. They were born again, and my brother experienced harvest at that time. Well, even this afternoon when Dixon told my brother about how God used Dennis to lead him to Christ, Dennis was full of tears. It's very moving, very moving. That's the anointing, yeah. And Dennis prayed for Dixon after lunch for him to receive some spiritual gift, as you can see in the pictures. Yes, longed to see you to impart some spiritual gift to you. May you look forward to have someone to pray for you and to impart some spiritual gift to you. And when you long to pray for someone or some people to impart some spiritual gift to them so that you can experience harvest. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to long for praying for someone or some people to impart some spiritual gift to them so that you can experience, so that we can experience harvest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next step for you to long for praying for someone or some people to impart some spiritual gift to them so that you can experience harvest? Family corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of longing for praying for someone or some people to impart some spiritual gift to them so that you can experience harvest. May the Lord bless you.